This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Like other Western cities suffering from drought, Las Vegas has implemented restrictions on water use. But unlike other cities, Las Vegas hired a team of inspectors to make sure restrictions are enforced. From member station KNPR, Kai Plascon reports.
Las Vegas's newest water restrictions went into effect this month. Residents can only water their lawns on certain days, in the morning or at night. So water investigators like Johann Feller, looking for wasted water, start their SUVs at 2 a.m. and drive around quiet neighborhoods with their searchlights. When they come across a stream of water gurgling down the gutter, they follow it around corners until they find the source. Feller can tell a lot from a little water, how long it's been there, for instance, if it flows constantly, and even guess the source's problem that's causing the waste.
In this case, we can see that uphill, the street is dry, but at this point, we've got runoff coming off the sidewalk, and it appears to be a leak from a sprinkler head and grass along the sidewalk.
In less than 1 hour, Feller's found three streams of wasted water. But he says most of the 34 investigators who police the Las Vegas Valley's 1.5 million residents don't spend their time chasing down streams. Instead, they follow up on tips from people doing their part to relieve the drought. In the past month, they've received 6,400 calls, 2,000 more than usual. They credit a series of TV ads produced by the Water Authority for spurring folks to the phone.
Man, it's hot. Really hot. I'd like some water.
They feature thirsty children. And children playing in the brown-green mud of the receding Lake Mead. The ads encourage people to save water. And a call about neighbors wasting the limited resource. When investigators follow up on these calls, they often get stopped by tipsters on the street.
My name's Buzz.
Take Buzz, for instance. He didn't want to reveal his real name when he stopped Investigator Feller. He's tattling on his neighbor, who he says is wasting water. And that makes him, well...
I get angry. You know? Yeah. What is a big problem here now in Nevada? You know?
Just the presence of these investigators is having an impact, too, according to landscaper Juan Villanueva. He says he used to see lots of sprinkler water running down the gutters, but...
Not lately. Ever since you guys started driving around, investigating.
Given the opportunity, investigators will help people comply with the restrictions by reprogramming their automatic sprinkler systems and aiming sprinklers to stop watering the adjacent concrete. But they'll only give one warning before issuing a fine. So far, they've issued 500 this year, raising $26,000 for water conservation programs. The Las Vegas Valley Water District's Amy Kremenak says people waste the most amount of water outside.
70% of homeowners' water use is controlled through their irrigation clock, and that's why we push so much watering restrictions outside, and then also through the Water Smart Landscapes program, getting people to convert lawn that they're not using to other forms of landscape.
All in all, the Water Authority hopes current restrictions will help cut back water use this year by 19%. For NPR News, I'm Kai Plascon in Las Vegas.